This is the Flip Empire Show with Alex Pardo, episode 2.
Welcome to the Flip Empire Show, bringing you the interviews, strategies, and insights for smart real estate investors. Alex is ready to answer your questions and provide you with the tools you need to succeed in real estate, all through case studies, current real-life transactions, and proven marketing strategies. Your success and freedom starts now with your host, Alex Pardo.
Hey, my friend, I want to welcome you back to another Flip Empire Show. My name's Alex Pardo, and the topic of today is going to be Q&A, where essentially I'm going to do a deep dive into marketing and follow-up. Since the last episode that we recorded with Chris Chico, I highly recommend and encourage you to check it out. If you just go to flipempire.com/show001, it should be there. It's the one we just finished recording. I've gotten a lot of great feedback and questions about marketing and what our marketing systems look like. I had mentioned on that show that 70% of our deals come from the follow-up. And that's actually an understatement. It could be closer to 80% that come from the follow-up, but it's somewhere in that range. Every 7-8 deals out of every 10 is as a result of our follow-up system. And so on this particular Q&A show, I want to just do a deep dive into what our marketing systems look like, why follow-up is so important. And if you're not doing that, you're leaving, in my experience, 70 to 80% of the money that you would have made, you're leaving it on the table. And so, one of the things that I will continue to kind of, just stress to you is that you have to be a student of marketing. You know, Chris Chico mentioned Dan Kennedy's book. I think it's The Ultimate Sales Letter. And I would even take it a step further and tell you every Dan Kennedy book you should pick up and start with that one. Dan Kennedy's just a marketing ninja. He's an expert and someone that I continue to learn from every time I pick up one of his materials. And a few other resources I'd like to share with you. There's a great book called Hypnotic Writing by Joe Vitale. That's another one I'd recommend you pick up. And the last one I'll share with you is one by a guy named Bill Glazer, who actually used to be a business partner of Dan Kennedy, and it's called Outrageous Advertising. So one of the things you have to realize whenever you market is that most people are walking around in a trance, and you need to kind of snap people out of their state so that your marketing cuts through the clutter and gets people to take an action. And that's why in marketing, there's always what's referred to as a call to action. And you're not trying to, like we discussed on the episode with Chris Chico, you're not trying to ask someone to marry you and have your kids, right? You want to ask them out on a date first. And same thing with marketing. You want them to get you want them to pick up the phone and call, or you want them to go to your squeeze page and enter their name and email. You always want them to do something, and each point of contact is moving them along your sales pipeline. And so, that's how you have to think about your marketing. But the other thing is what I talked about is how can you think outside the box and how can you cut through the clutter, right? So, 5, 6, 7, 8 years ago, yellow letters were working very, very well. And that's not to say they don't work, because they still do. And we've still done deals with yellow letters. But, back in the day, it wasn't uncommon to see 15, 20, 25% response rate on a yellow letter. Chances are you're probably not experiencing that with yellow letters these days, because they don't have the same novelty, I guess, or they're not as uncommon as what they used to be back in the day. Nowadays, every investor getting into this game or any investor that's doing any marketing has sent yellow letter or continues to send yellow letter, and homeowners, it gets to the point where since homeowners have seen it, it no longer has that curiosity effect. And so I can't tell you how many emails and messages I got about the blind approach that Chris and I talked about on the last episode. And again, I'll encourage you, if you haven't listened to that show, go to flipempire.com/show001 so you can listen to it. And I used that blind postcard that Chris talked about, and we got close to a 25% response rate. And that's because most homeowners aren't getting postcards and letters like that with that kind of messaging on it. You just want to get them to pick up the phone, right? So moving on here, I want to talk to you a little bit about, like, what does our marketing system look like? Just so you know, right now my team is made up of two lead managers who are in Colombia, and they're responsible for processing all of the leads that come in from our marketing campaigns. We have a sales manager that sells our properties, a transaction coordinator who essentially handles the file from the moment the property goes under contract with a cash buyer there. And her job is to ensure a smooth closing, stay on top of important dates and keep everybody in the loop. And also we have a virtual assistant. And one of my team members is a marketing manager. So our sales guy also handles our marketing campaigns. And that's another, you know, common question I received is I had mentioned that I connected with our marketing manager when we sent out that blind copy postcard. And I had some people asking me, well, what does that look like and how do you structure that? And so there's two different ways that most of the time, there's two different ways that we get deals in our business, offline marketing and online marketing. So the majority of our deals, probably 75-80% of our deals do come from direct mail marketing. Then we have probably about maybe 5-10% that come from, or I should say about 15% that come from online. And that's a mix of either SEO, you know, search engine optimization, people find us on Google, or we have our virtual assistant constantly scouring Craigslist, Backpage, you know, different websites out there like ForSaleByOwner.com, Fizbo.com, all these different sites out there. And we're constantly scouring for new leads, right? And then, you know, in 2013, probably 70-80% of my business was made up of REOs off the MLS. Well, middle of 2014 up until now, you know, it's pretty much been flip-flopped where the majority of our deals are offline and online, and then every once in a while we'll do REO deals, but not to the level that we used to do them back in the day. And that's one of the things that we're making more of a push on our end is to reconnect with a lot of the real estate agents that we've closed deals with to get deals. You never want to rely on one type of marketing, right? So you never want to rely on just offline marketing or just online marketing. You want to have different poles in the water because you never know where your next deal is going to come from. Now, having said that, there's a fine line between having multiple poles, so to speak, in the water so that you can try to get as many deals as possible. And there's something else to be said for going wide, right? Making sure that you pick one or two marketing channels that work really, really well for you and maximize and dominate those to the best of your ability. And I would actually encourage you to take a hybrid approach here. Yes, you do want to have different poles in the water, you know, so you definitely want to do direct mail. You want to do online marketing, and you might want to have a few other things like bandit signs, bird dogs, etc. But 80-20 rule, right? You want 80% of your efforts, or I should say you want 20% of your efforts to generate 80% of your results, right? So you want to focus the majority of your time and effort on the things that are going to give you the biggest bang for your buck. And for us, that's direct mail. So what does our direct mail system look like? Well, number one, there's about four different lists that we hit. And on future episodes, we're going to talk and do more of a deep dive into each one of these. But we hit the inheritance list. We hit the tax default list. We do the absentee and owner occupied with equity. And one of the tips that I'd love to share with you now is that when you pull that list, you want to zig when other people are zagging. Okay. And this is actually something I learned from one of my mentors, Rob Swanson, years ago, is that you want to use different filters and different criteria when using your list. And one of the things that we do is we'll target homeowners that are 55 plus years of age. Because when we've looked at all the deals that we've closed in the last couple of years, again, back to the 80-20 rule, most of these deals were closed by people that were 55 plus years of age. Usually, we're not buying a house from a 30, 35, or even a 40-year-old. Most of the time, these people are, you know, are up in age and they're looking to either downsize or they're looking to cash out. And so think about that when you're marketing and when you're putting together your list, because the money is in the follow-up, but the money's also in the list. And understanding how to cultivate and how to come up with that list is going to be critical to your success when it comes to sending direct mail for deals. So One of the things we'll do is that we will never send out a campaign unless we can do at least 4 to 5 touches. Ideally, you want to do 6 to 7 touches. And what I mean by a touch is you will want to send a piece. And then depending on the list that you're hitting or the type of piece that you're sending, within 2 weeks to a month, you want to send up a follow-up piece. Okay. And Dan Kennedy is one of the guys that talks about how most of your sales are going to come from, I think he says, the 5th or the 6th touch. And with direct mail, it's no different. So if you want to send out a postcard, don't just spend money on a marketing campaign and only send out a postcard once or send out a letter once. You're throwing your money away if you plan on sending out 1 or 2 campaigns and expecting to do a deal from there. Now, it's very possible. It's happened to us. But like I said, 70 to 80% of our deals are coming from not only following up with the amount of calls, text messages, emails we're sending them, but also with the follow-up direct mail pieces that we're sending them. So one of the things that I'll strive and encourage you to do is that whenever you close a deal or whenever you generate any amount of income, try to save a minimum of 15% of that back into your marketing budget, okay? And if you can push that to 20, 25%, and still take care of other obligations that you have, even better. Because the more money that you can pump back into your marketing, the more that it's going to feed your system and continue to generate deals for you and allow you to make even more income. So the more you can put into your marketing, the better. I can't stress that enough. We take 20% of every deal we close and we put it back into our marketing budget. And it's going to be like a snowball effect in a positive way. Eventually, you're going to get to a point where you have a very healthy marketing budget. And every single week, you have campaigns going out. So I highly encourage you that when it comes to direct mail, you know, you want to constantly be split testing and you want to figure out what works. But you want to make sure that you approach direct mail with the mentality that you're not just going to send a postcard or a letter 1 or 2 times, but that you're going to at least try to hit that list 4 times within a, I'd probably say within a 2 to 3 month period. So every 2 weeks to a month, you want to be sending out a direct mail piece. So aside from direct mail, you definitely want to make sure that every time a call comes in, you have a CRM or a system that's tracking all of these calls. You know, back when we got started when I got started in 2005, I was kind of flying by the seat of my pants. You know, I was using post-it notes. I was using, I just had leads everywhere. I wasn't organized. And so you got to treat this like a business. And, you know, whether you're using FreedomSoft or you're using Podio or another CRM, you want to make sure that you're tracking all of the leads that are coming from your direct mail and from any marketing campaign you're doing. And then something we'll talk about in a future episode is you definitely want to make sure that you're tracking all of the KPIs or the key performance indicators. And these are the metrics that are going to drive your business so that you know what's working and what's not. So other types of marketing that we're doing, banded signs work great in our market for cash buyers. Not so much with motivated sellers. We're also using a post-it note that basically we can slap on the front of a vacant house, and it's got a big notice sign. It says, attention homeowner, sell your home for top dollar within 10 days guaranteed. It's got a little bit of copy, and then it's got our phone number and website at the bottom. So anytime, and this is something, you know, this is a post-it, so I think it's a 3x5. We give it away to family, friends, bird dogs. Whenever they see a vacant house, they either put it in their mailbox or they slap it on the front door. So that's just an example of another fishing pole we have out there. One deal that comes from this, and it pays for this campaign for years to come. So direct mail marketing, you know, online marketing, and banded signs and some other offline marketing channels is what we do in our business. And I think what separates us from a lot of other wholesalers out there and other investors is that we're constantly marketing. So every single week, we usually have a campaign hitting. Definitely every couple of weeks, there's always a campaign hitting so that there's a constant influx of leads coming into our pipeline, as opposed to sending out one big campaign and then not getting anything for 30 to 45 days. So I think the biggest takeaway that I want to leave you here with is consistency. You know, you want to make sure that you're, when you hit direct mail and when you launch a campaign, that you're hitting that list multiple times. You want to be consistent with your marketing, and you definitely want to get to a point where you're saving a minimum of 15% of your of whatever income you generate into your marketing budget, because that's what's going to feed and grow your system. So hopefully you've enjoyed this this Flip Empire Show Q&A show. I encourage you, if you want your question to be answered and featured on the show, go to flipempire.com/question. And I look forward to connecting with you and adding value however I can. Have a great day. Until the next time.
That's all for this episode of the Flip Empire Show. But we have you covered with even more expertise and resources on our website. Text EMPIRE to 67076 or head over to flipempire.com to join the newsletter and gain free instant access to our video module training course called 5 Ways to Scale Your Real Estate Wholesaling Business to 6 Figures in 6 Months or Less. For more interviews, strategies, and insights for the smart real estate investor, we'll catch you next time here on the Flip Empire Show.